The following is a presentation of the Premier Dance Network.
Hi everyone, Kimberly Falker here, the founder and CEO of the Premier Dance Network, the only podcast network dedicated solely to the world of dance. And welcome to the Katherine Morgan Show. But before we get started with today's episode, I'd like to take a moment to share a word from our sponsor. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is happy to be the proud sponsor of the Premier Dance Network. Body Wrappers, Angela Luzio, is known for its fine total stretch tights and Angela Luzio shoes. Tyler Peck, principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, is its spokesperson and designer of Tyler Peck designs for Premier. It takes a dancer who wears a leotard all day to know what is best in a leotard. So Tyler's beautiful original leotard designs fit perfectly, are ideal for class, rehearsal, or performance, and move well with the body won't ride up in the back. Body Wrappers makes additional apparel for all types of dance that includes ballet, jazz, modern, lyrical, hip-hop, tap, team, liturgical, performance wear for competition and recital, as well as Angela Luzio shoes. You may view all the products at www.bodywrappers.com, or to purchase Tyler Peck Designs by Body Wrappers, go to dancewearcorner.com or your favorite online dance apparel retailer for all their products.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 53 of the Katherine Morgan Show podcast. Today, we are going to be talking about tips for ballet competitions from a judge's perspective. For those of you that didn't know, I am a judge and master teacher with Youth America Grand Prix, and I recently came back from a weekend, and I thought it would be interesting and helpful for you guys, for you to get it and get advice from a judge's perspective, because oftentimes what you think is important is not actually what is the most important thing. And I witnessed a lot, and I kind of talked about this on my Instagram. If you follow me, I put it in an Instagram story, but I wanted to do an episode to elaborate about this with you guys and just to give you some tips and kind of put your mind at ease, but also kind of wake you up a little bit. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So I'm going to tell you some things from my perspective that going forward in the future, if you ever compete in Youth America Grand Prix or any other ballet competition, these are some things I want you to focus on. Number one, mistakes are not counted against you. How you handle those mistakes are. For example, if you fall, that's not counted against you. I've heard before of someone falling and still winning the Grand Prix, still winning the top prize. It's not about the fall. It's how you handle it. Does it shake you? And then the whole rest of your performance is ruined. Or do you get up and you keep going and you sell the rest even more than before? You will be rewarded if you do that. If it throws you for a loop and we can see it in your face and it kind of throws the rest of your performance off, you're going to be heavily marked for that. That's going to count against you because that shows the judges that one little thing can throw you. And a true performer, no matter what, can keep going and still give a great rest of the performance. So remember that. If you fall, it's not a big deal. Keep going. Get up. Sell it. You know, I meant to do that. I was just seeing if you were, you know, paying attention. Because on the judge's sheet, one of the big categories on there is you have one category that is the technique, but you have one category that is artistry. So if you have no expression on your face, or you're not using your upper body, or your epaulement, or a mistake like a fall throws you off, you're going to be heavily counted against on that particular category. And that brings me to number two. It's not just about how many pirouettes you can do. Half of the score is technique and half of the score is artistry. It is not 75-25, it is 50-50. So don't forget about your face. Don't forget about your epaulement. I cannot tell you how many times I wrote more epaulement on people's score sheets. It's so important because when you're on the stage, remember, you're far away from people. Even the judges who are in the first row, we're not sitting like right on top of you. So do more than you think. People far away have to be able to see you, you know, back at the theater. So it's better to do more epaulement than not enough. So use those arms, use that head, pretty expression on your face. There were some very talented dancers, but they had zero facial expression, and they did not get a good score because of that. I don't care how talented you are. If you don't have a pleasant expression or don't use your upper body or don't have artistry, I'm not going to give you a good score, because what these competitions are for is the future. Remember that. It's not about the prize. Great, you won the prize. Now what? Ballet competitions are about getting you out there, about performance experience, and about getting you a job eventually. So a company director, especially these big, big company directors that often will judge the final rounds, you have big, important people judging those final rounds. Remember that they are looking to see, okay, who can I put on the stage in my company? Not who is the best technician here. You know, you want to be a well-rounded dancer. You want to have everything, technique and artistry. So I really counted against people who didn't have artistry or musicality and had no expression on their face. I was not interested. Within 10 seconds, I was not interested. And their score hurt because of that. So remember that, guys. Don't let mistakes throw you. Show that you can be a consummate professional. And remember that artistry is 50% of the score. Now, having said that, number three, watch your in-betweens. The number one thing I wrote on score sheets at YAGP, probably on 90% of people's scorecards, is watch your in-betweens. I don't care if you hit the ceiling on a jump. If you turned in the glissade before it, as far as I'm concerned, doesn't count. And it really shows, particularly in the classical category, when you are in tutus or you are in, you know, these variations that are pure classical technique. You really have to place those feet. And another tip, dancers, watch how you run out on stage. Sometimes people would run out, turned in, and before they even started dancing, I'd see all of us, all the judges, mark the footwork, put an X on the footwork category and say, place your feet. So running out and running off are just as important as dancing. So watch those transitions. Watch how you place your feet. Roll through those feet. Don't turn in your glissades, and really watch how you run on stage. Because remember, running on stage is the very first impression we're going to get of you. Don't wait till you start dancing to turn on the artistry, to turn on the face, and to place your feet. Place your feet on the run. Come out with a beautiful carriage. We rewarded people for that. So it's not just about the tricks. It's not just about how high the arabesque is, how many pirouettes you do. It's about the in-betweens. It's about the transitions. Because again, that's what a company director is looking for. The public might not have a clue. They might think that four pirouettes is amazing and it doesn't matter how you get there. But a company director and a school director who's going to give you a job or a scholarship is looking for the little things. So remember your runs. Remember how you place those feet. It will really count against you if you forget that. The fourth and final tip I want to give to you is probably, if you remember nothing else about ballet competitions, remember this, and this is something I also talked about on Instagram. Master classes count. I cannot begin to tell you how important the master classes are. Even in YAGP, Youth America Grand Prix, where you don't wear your numbers in class, where your classes, quote unquote, technically are not judged, let me tell you something. The judges, again, speaking as one, we watch, we make notes. If there is someone that impresses us in class, we will remember. Let me give you an example. I taught the junior level variations on Saturday, and they had their classical competition on Sunday. And there were several girls that I didn't remember from the contemporary round that I loved in variations class. And I made a note to look for them, and they made top 12. I believe one even got second or third place. Because I remembered, I told the other judges, I was like, look for this girl. She was really good, blah, blah, blah. She used her upper body. She listened. And we looked for her, as well as the couple other ones. And we already had a good opinion of them going into the classical round. So master classes can really, really help you. There were several tiebreakers that were decided based on class. There were several scholarships decided based on class. Because think about it this way, guys. Your variation is what? Minute and a half? Class is an hour and a half. We have an entire hour and a half to look at you. Instead of your, you know, minute and a half variation where half the time we're looking at the sheet, half the time we're looking up, can't quite remember this and that. Okay, what costume did you have on this and that? But if you take my variations class and you listened and you've applied the corrections I give and you really, you know, perform that variation, I'm going to look for you in the classical round. I really am. And even if you have, all right, let's say I loved you in class and you had not such a great variation. Let's say you slipped. Let's say you maybe fell out of a turn. Well, I already saw you for an hour and a half in class, so I know you can dance really well. So you know what? I think that's just a fluke. So I'm actually going to score you higher. So even if you have a bad variation, if you've done well in class, it can really help your score. So please do not take the master classes for granted. All of us, when we were deliberating, oh, did you see so-and-so in class? Yes, I did. How'd she work? Oh, she was all right. Oh, did you see so-and-so in class? Oh my goodness, she applied every correction. I love her to death. You know, or the teachers will have asked names and come into the judges' room with those names down. So it can really, really affect things. Tiebreakers, scores, scholarships, all of it. Do not take the master classes for granted. Even though you don't wear numbers, it can really, really help or hurt how you do in the competition. So guys, those are the four tips that I would recommend you really listen to if you do Youth America Grand Prix or any other ballet competition. Tricks are not the most important thing. Place those feet. Do not let something throw you if it goes wrong on your variation. There were several people that came out on stage and the first half of their variation was dynamite. Something went wrong and then the rest of the variation went downhill. And so they didn't get a good score. So don't let mistakes throw you. Place those feet. Artistry is 50% of the score, and master classes are so, so important. So I hope that helps you. I hope it maybe will put your mind at ease. Maybe some of you think that, well, I can't do quadruple pirouettes, so I'm not going to win. It's not about the quadruple pirouette. That's not what we're looking for. So speaking as someone who is a judge, that's what I'm looking for, to give you an insider's take on it. If you are doing YAGP, I will be at 5 remaining cities this cycle. I will be in LA next weekend, January 26th through 28th. I will also be in Dallas, Houston, Austin, and Phoenix. You can find all the dates and locations on my calendar page on my website at KatherineMorganOnline.com. You can follow me on YouTube or Facebook. Just type in Katherine Morgan and I should pop right up. You can also follow me on Instagram at Katherine_Morgan and on Twitter and Snapchat at Katherine_E. Morgan. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you guys next time.